Welcome to the Guffman Minisode. You just heard our mini theme song. Well, not our mini theme song, but a mini theme song. So I'm sure you already know what we're talking about, unless you've never seen the show, in which case you don't recognize the theme song, in which case you don't know we're talking about Breaking Bad. That's what we're talking about.
Smooth.
Yep. No, it was a bit of a long walk to get there, but we got there. Anyways, season 5 just ended this week. And we haven't really talked much about it. I think on one minisode we talked about the first couple episodes, but given that we have done a whole podcast episode on seasons one through four, figured might as well talk about season 5. And now that it's done, it seems like the logical time to do that.
You mean the first half of season 5?
Yeah, I'm going to refer to it as season 5 because there is a full year until we get new episodes. So it's just like the difference between any other television season.
But they're not saying it's two seasons.
Yeah. Well, I don't care.
And it can't you respect that?
I don't know. Why do I have to respect that?
Because they're telling you that's how it is.
You can't see that I'm wearing a hat right now, and I'm Heisenberging, and I refuse to respect it.
Okay.
I'm gonna call it like I see it, and I see it as stupid.
Okay, that's fair. I don't want fulminated mercury thrown at me, so yeah, I'll let it slide.
I have some of that prepared as well. So, James, being the MacGuffin Man's resident Breaking Bad stan, I suppose we could say.
That's me?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You like the show a lot more than I do.
Yeah, I know. But we don't usually give ourselves titles based on who likes it more.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I mean, you are also just more informed about the show.
Yes. And I bet I've seen it a lot more than you have.
You absolutely have. I've seen every episode once with the exception of like 3, which I've seen 2 times. But
okay.
So how did you feel about the season?
I don't know. I'm happy with it, I think.
Okay.
It's, you know, a lot of stuff had to happen in mm-hmm. 8 episodes. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a good job, and I think it's set up for a good finish, so I liked it.
Yeah, no, I think it's set up for a pretty great finish. I don't remember the exact words I used to describe Breaking Bad in the podcast we did back in July on it, but like this is far and away my favorite season of the show, and I don't know if it's just because I'm watching it on a week-to-week basis now, and I'm not as annoyed by the characters' decisions all the time because I have a week to deal with them. But I've really enjoyed it. It's been the most Western inspired season, I think.
Yes.
If only because there was a great train robbery. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right. What did you feel about the last episode?
I thought it was good. I thought I had no idea how much time passed in that that montage, or that the word I'm looking for, montage. Yeah. But I really liked it. I thought it was really, really well done.
The first one, right? Not the cooking one?
No, the cooking one. Like the one where they go over all the houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like that shot from the sky a lot.
Oh, it was great. I thought that whole thing was so good. And when he's talking to... when Walt is talking to Hank and just sort of like goes to put his drink down and then comes back up and he's got his yellow suit on. It was so great. Just that whole thing was great. And, I wasn't sure how much time had passed. I read somewhere 3 months. But I have no idea what was supposed to tip me off to it being 3 months. And also I thought the reveal at the end, there was something about it that just didn't feel right to me, but, I don't know.
The flashback.
Maybe it was the flashback, but I'm curious to know how you felt about it, because as I watched Hank, you know, dot the eyes of Walt being Heisenberg, I don't know, something just didn't feel right about it, and it seemed like something you would have a problem with.
I don't love it. I was still kind of maybe excited is the right word for him finally figuring out and seeing that that's at least part of how the story is going to end. Mm-hmm. But no, the actual execution, I'm not nuts about at all. And yeah, the rare use of the flashback and...
flashbacks rarely make things better, I find.
Yeah. And I guess, like, I know I obviously watch and read more about this show than the average viewer. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is important for everyone involved to... you know, be reminded of what that means. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think people who are really serious about the show kind of hate that kind of stuff, but I do see its function. It just, that's part of the television medium, I think, when you have to, you know, address the public from a week to week basis.
Yeah.
You know, you're just constrained by that sometimes and you need to put those things in. So when you look at them from a critical level on, you know, how good the show is, those things stand out as being poor, but they serve a necessary function. So
yeah,
I don't like it, but I see why it's there.
And I mean, I honestly, without the flashback, it took me a second to remember who GB was, to be perfectly honest. Like, like you said, I'm much more the casual viewer of Breaking Bad. And yeah, I wouldn't have remembered Gale off the top of my head. Without the flashback, I honestly think I would have been confused, but I would have liked to be confused more than spoon-fed, I guess, which seems seems weird. And this is, but I mean, this is a show that does that so rarely that I feel like it kind of, if ever there was a time where they needed that, I guess it's there. Because
that's what I mean. And I like, you know, smart Hank being a good cop and piecing things together like a proper detective.
Yep.
And it wasn't that really.
Yep.
But
yeah, I understand. I did enjoy how he was taking a shit. Well, I thought that was a nice little that was a nice little Breaking Bad touch.
Yeah, I saw someone suggest that just before the fade to black, there should have been a plop.
I think that would have been
a poor choice.
Yeah, might not have worked out so well.
Yeah.
Was there anything in this season that really stood out to you as being particularly well done, like even for Breaking Bad standards?
No, I did like the season a lot too. I do like the Western appeal that we talked about, obviously.
Yes.
I like Todd. I don't know why I like him this much. I know why other people do, but yeah. I don't.
I'm glad to hear you like Todd.
Yeah, something about him I enjoy a lot. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been a lot of Jesse, which I don't love because I like Jesse.
Yes, that's true. But we did get some of the best Jesse.
Yeah, exactly. And we get a lot of Mike, which I enjoy a lot.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, there was good. A very Mike.
Things did kind of happen quickly.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, those 3 months going by in 2 minutes and him kind of moving up the ladder in a relatively small amount of time with his deal with Declan or that other mobster and the whole Czech Republic thing really did happen quickly. But I think they kind of had to get to that point by the halfway mark of the season or, you know, the end of season five.
Yeah, and I mean, this isn't a show that enjoys reveling in the good times, you know, so I have no problem with them skimming over the actual, I guess you could say, prime of his career. I'm totally fine with that, because I honestly think it would be the least interesting thing they could have focused on. It's always more interesting watching the Empire build than actually watching the Empire, and I feel like pretty much any crime-based movie, you kind of get the same thing. You get a pretty sweet montage once they, you know, you get a long time building up to it and then a pretty sweet montage of them being rich and then you have to watch them fall apart. And so I'm fine
with that. That's what I was going to say. I think watching The Empire is fun, but I think watching it come apart is what everybody wants to see, really.
Exactly. And we know Walt won't buy a tiger like Scarface would, so so it's just, there's really no point. Skyler wouldn't let him have that in the house.
Well, we're probably never going to see him cook again, right?
I don't know. I think it's up in the air because I think the majority of the sixth season or the second half of the fifth, if you want me to be respectful, is going to be people coming back at him like you can't just walk away type of thing. Because I don't know, like when he's out, how much time passes from that until the end of the episode? You know? I don't totally know that time passing either. Like, is he just freshly out when that family gathering is happening, or?
Yeah, they certainly don't really let you know. That's impossible to say. I think it's a relatively short amount of time, though. I don't think they, you know, invited Hank and Marie over the second he said I'm out. But I'd say like a week or less than a month, probably, right?
Yep, because it doesn't totally seem, it feels like, I assume he sort of his deal to get out was sort of that, because business would have to continue. I assume Todd got very good at cooking, and Todd has taken over, not unlike Jesse did when he had to go to Mexico and teach those guys how to cook in the fourth season, I think. And so I would imagine that is the setup now, and Declan's still getting fed, as is Lydia in the Czech Republic. But something's got to interrupt that and make Walt have to come back. And I'm curious to know what happens. But
yeah, and I don't think because when he says I'm out, I knew that wasn't the end of everything, even if he chooses to never cook again.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things tied up in this episode, such as killing 10 people in about 2 minutes.
Yes. Which was like an intense 2 minutes.
Yeah, that was a lot of stabbing going on there.
Yeah, I saw a lot of stab wounds.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, even if he wants to be out, there's still a couple things out there that aren't perfect. And one of the things is Hank still trying to get to the bottom of the case, as we see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm really curious. I was really, really, really hoping we would get a callback to the first scene of the season at some point. I wasn't I thought it was maybe 50-50, because I didn't know if like Gilligan and the crew were sort of treating this as a fifth season and then the other one as a sixth. And they sort of straddled the line a little bit in that it feels like that the ending of the eighth episode here could have been the end of just a regular episode, but it also kind of works as the end of a season. But
yeah.
I was hoping they would do it some, give me a little bit more of that that scene from the very, very beginning of the season, because I think like that was my favorite scene of the season, because I still have no idea what's happening. And
yeah, it's still good. I mean, so we kind of do know where he's going to end up.
Well, yeah, it's going to be his 52nd birthday and he's going to be having breakfast.
Yeah, but, you know, that won't be the end of things. I assume we'll meet up to that point and then pass it in the final episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so curious.
Do you want to try to guess what happens? Do you think... because one of the big questions, I think, is what Hank does about this
yes.
new revelation.
Absolutely.
Because he is in a tough position.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I don't know. I feel like Hank won't hesitate to follow through with his pursuit of Walt, or of Heisenberg, even though now he knows it's Walt. I feel like it would be out of character for him to not struggle with it a little bit, but I feel like at the end of the day, he's going to have to pursue it. He's not going to be like, okay, Walt, I need to know you're not cooking anymore, and then I'll leave you alone. Like, he sort of has to... I really feel like it would be out of character for Hank to not pursue it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it's... I mean, we... we could have the season start with him in the bathroom, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And have to deal with his initial... like, the first time he sees Hank again after figuring this out. Or yeah. sees Walt again after figuring this out.
Yeah, no, I would be very interested to see that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of whether he, I think there's a question of whether he lets on what he knows to Walt right away, if he can even keep it in, or if he tries to capture him. And there's also the chance that he keeps it to himself, tries to survey him, but Walt actually is living a relatively clean life at this point, just with dirty money.
Yeah, exactly.
And then in that case, the investigation would continue. But yeah, it seems like at one point... Walt becomes aware that he's caught, or else we don't have that scene that opened the season.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, he's that's, I don't know, him walking to the OK Corral basically is the Denny's scene to me, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And with a massive gun.
Yeah.
Bigger than in the OK Corral. So I don't know if he's coming back to get revenge on someone or if he's trying to kill someone who knows something, but someone's going to die, possibly him.
Just my gut feeling, basically, since as soon as this character showed up, is that I've sort of felt like pretty instantly that Declan is the end point. Like, because that gun's too big for Jesse. Jesse doesn't roll that deep, you know?
Yeah.
And Declan's the only person that makes sense for that to be where he's going. And now with the way the season ended, I feel like the next season could really build to him having to just sort of wipe everybody out type of thing. So
yeah, it's weird because I think his family becomes a little bit safer by Hank finding out that it's him, you know?
How so?
Well, just because whether they see Skylar as in on it or as kind of a victim of it in a way, they're going to protect her and they're definitely going to protect the kids, mm-hmm. which I think was one threat that was always constant for Walt getting in as deep as he was that he has a family and that Declan or the cartel or whoever the enemy at the time was could come after them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I can't see Walt being caught for this. Because I have a suspicion that Hank figures it all out. Walt gets caught or is about to get caught and gets away.
Okay.
And uses the Saul's disappearing guy to get that new identity out in New Hampshire that we got at the start of this season.
Yeah, I forgot how far away he was from New Mexico, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah, so it's...
And Declan's not based in New Mexico, right? Where is he based?
I think just around New Mexico.
Really? I thought it was further east.
But... Yeah, no, it could be. I really don't recall, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I always kind of wondered if Walt was coming back, if he disappeared, but then Declan or someone was still going to come after his family, and that's why he comes back with the gun to protect them.
Yep.
But with the DA involved, I think they're at much less of a risk.
Yeah, yeah. Because then, yeah. No, that makes sense.
And I think at some point in that escape, Walt will use science.
Yeah, I think that's a safe wager, yeah. He tends to do that. I suppose maybe one of the biggest plot points that happened this season, as far as, you know, the entire show, I don't know, he's a character that's been around for a while, is that, Mike, died in the second to last episode. How do you feel about his death and generally the season for him? Like Mike a lot, right?
Yeah, I love Mike. Yeah. I don't think I liked his death, but I think it's mostly because I didn't want him to die as much as I knew he was going to.
Yeah.
But I think he kind of went in a nice way, and he kind of, even in that moment, still begrudgingly respects Walt, which they've always had a very tenuous and interesting relationship.
Yep.
And, yeah, he still comes out on top in a way. Like, I think in the way that they're conversing, he still... asserted his dominance over Walt and just kind of said, you know, leave me alone. Like,
he does
not
get
even as mad at him as he is annoyed with his behavior right then and there, even though he just killed him.
Yeah. No, he's got a great last line.
Yeah.
So
I think it was a fitting way for him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And good. Cause yeah, he's just tying up loose ends now. So there's going to be a lot of people dying. I think Jesse's kind of the interesting one now, Jesse and Skylar.
Yeah. But. Just before we move on to Jesse and Skylar, because I definitely want to talk about Jesse and feel obligated to talk about Skylar. I found a Twitter account today for Kaylee Ermintrout. And it's just all these tweets about where's my pop. And it's so funny. I highly recommend you go check it out. But yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, it's kind of depressing, but also really funny.
That's great. And I liked him just having to leave her, too.
And yeah, no, that was a really great scene. And not only because it really, really reminded me of Heat, but I thought it was a very good scene.
So. Yeah, and just all the steps he's taken to go clean and have his bag to get away.
Exactly. And they really leave you feeling like he doesn't really care that much that he's dying. Everything else is taken care of. Like, the things he cares about are taken care of. So it was either he disappears forever and never sees them, or disappears forever and totally and actually dies. You know, like the only difference to him was that, you know, he doesn't get to live the last, I don't know how old he is, but, you know, 10, 15 years of his life.
Well, I know. And you get the feeling that he was so close to getting away too, but yeah, the people he cares about, I feel, would be left in pretty much the same situation either way. So
exactly.
Just with a little more shame knowing that your pop killed a bunch of people.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, moving on, let's talk about Skylar first.
Okay.
I have actually liked Skylar this season.
I know you have. It makes me kind of happy for some reason.
Yeah, no, I think it's just, it's something I started to realize when she started laundering the money. I don't remember if that was season four. It seems like it would have been season four, but when she sort of starts actively, because I never hated her for standing in Walt's way, because that always seemed kind of logical to me.
Yeah.
And I think if we were to look at, other than Mike and maybe Gus, she's probably the most consistently logical character on the show. I know she's done some crazy stuff, but it's all sort of like protecting her family is sort of the goal. And I don't know, I liked watching her fall apart this season, not because I relish in her pain, but just because I thought it was an interesting plot line. I thought it was really great when she was smoking cigarettes and using Walter's 51 mug or whatever as an ashtray.
Yeah.
The scene where she's like, I'm waiting for the cancer to come back was awesome.
yeah, I don't know if you like that one.
Oh, I loved it so much. But yeah, no, I thought she was really interesting. And the shut up scene was pretty easy to make fun of. But, you know, I don't hate that scene, but I figure it has to be brought up because it's probably the most meme-worthy moment of this season, other than perhaps Magnet's bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's... I don't know. It's funny when they show them kind of back together with the kids back. The idea of her and Walt just getting back together, like to how their lives used to be after everything that's happened and building a drug empire together and laundering all this money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. But yeah, I don't hate Skylar in this one at all. Certainly not as much as most people do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I actually totally, like, I remember just as the season was about to start, first night I was like, I hope this season's really Skylar centric, and I said it like a joke, and then I was like, I could totally deal with some more Skylar right now. And even in the last episode, her showing Walt all that money, I thought that was a great scene, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, the Texas Storage Hunter's fantasy.
Yes.
Just
we didn't need to bring up how much I love Storage Wars, but thanks for that.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw it.
Oh yeah, how can you not? Whenever somebody's like, I'm clearing stuff out, I've got to move, I got to get rid of some of this stuff, I was like, let's put it in a storage locker and auction it just for fun. but I'll wear skeleton gloves like Barry. Anyways, moving on to Jesse. Are both of our favorite characters. I think that Jesse's your favorite character, right?
My boy.
Yeah. yeah, I agree. He's the only character I actually like actively care about, and if he dies I will be sad. You know, like, I liked Mike, but his death really didn't do much for me. I didn't really care. It seemed like something that had to happen, and even though it had to happen, I wasn't that sad to see him go. So where does Jesse go? Because I feel like I have no idea where Jesse goes from here. I have more of an idea, like, I'm more confident in how I feel about where Walt is going than anything about Jesse. Like, I have no idea how many episodes he's around for in the next season. Like, if he was around for one, I wouldn't be shocked, you know?
Yeah.
And if he was around for all eight, I wouldn't be shocked either. So.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely tough because you don't really know where he stands right now. I still feel like he's kind of loyal to Walt, but I don't know in what sense. And I really don't know what he's going to do, so I don't know what he would have to be loyal to.
Yeah, well, and the one thing he hasn't found out yet, because he says he found out about Mike, right? That's what he's talking about when he says, Saul told me what you did or whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I took that. So the one thing he still doesn't know is that Walt poisoned, I forget his girlfriend's name, but Emily Rios is the actress that played her, but her kid.
Brock.
Brock, yeah.
And she doesn't know about Jane.
Jane. Oh, yeah, he doesn't know about Jane. Yeah, no,
there are two things he does not know that would be very useful information to him.
Let's not bring up Jane. That makes me sad. But... No, that's true. So yeah, where do you think Jesse goes? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he's even tougher to place than Walt, because I think what Walt does will really change what Jesse does anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the scene when Walt comes over to his house though and kind of starts reminiscing.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird.
Yeah, well, the one take on it is that his cancer's back.
Yeah, okay.
Because you see him getting his MRI and everything.
Yeah, no, I thought that.
So his cancer's back, and he kind of wants to establish a real friendship and relationship. And, you know, we see him get his family in order, so maybe he's doing the same thing with his other relationships, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was nice. It was just, you know, we see this nice side of Walt trying to, you know, reminisce and be friends. And we see that Jesse answered the door with a gun because... That's how, like, it's not that he doesn't trust him, I guess. But...
Okay, so he answered the door with the gun. Okay.
Yeah, he sees who it is and then leaves the room and then comes back to the door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't pick up on that.
I just assumed that's him getting a gun.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure, like, if that gun... Because we see him with the gun at the end of the scene, but I wasn't sure that the gun wasn't in the bag. And then I was like, is that Walt doing some crazy shit? Like, here's some money, kill yourself or whatever? Like, I don't know. It didn't make any
sense.
Oh,
no, I think he saw Walt at the door and that knows makes Walt is sense. Killing pretty much anybody who knows anything.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So, yeah, with Jesse, there's the issue. There's the possibility that Walt kills him.
Yeah.
Which is a sad one.
Yes.
And there's the possibility that Jesse kills Walt, which is a sadder one.
I would be significantly less sad about that.
If Jesse killed Walt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know, because obviously you like Jesse more than Walt. But Jesse still doesn't like killing people. And I think he'd really have a heart. He hasn't killed anybody as close to him as Mr. White. So
yeah, no,
that would mess
true.
Him up a lot, too.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I'd rather that than Jesse die.
Yes, and Walt is going to have to actively be doing crazy things for Jesse to kill him. He's not going to just kill him to cover his tracks. It's either going to be it's me or you situation, or he's just going nuts and killing everybody else too.
Yeah, exactly. It's only going to be a last resort for Jesse.
Yeah.
Whereas we could get to like third last resort and Walt would kill Jesse.
Yes. So,
yeah, no, I thought it was kind of weird that Walter was giving Jesse money. I don't know. It didn't really fall in line with the Heisenberg thing. So yeah, that cancer being back thing makes sense to me. But yeah, I don't know. I'm super curious to see where it goes.
Yeah, and you only have to wait a year, so
yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, and then we get to finish this fifth season. So yeah, do you have anything else you want to say before?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, wait. Yeah.
Did you like the fly in that last episode?
Oh, I did. There were so many callbacks to previous episodes in the last
episode. Yeah, there really were.
And like even ones that I noticed, you know, and I really like the fly, and I always like, because I mean, he was focusing on this really small thing, and you know, focusing on the micro and not paying any attention to the macro. And
same with the painting later too.
Exactly. And it would just really spoke to how he was like, this empire has to happen. And that was really all he was thinking about. But yeah, no, I thought the fly was really good, and all of the callbacks to the previous episodes in the series. I'm always a fan of that, and I thought it was good in this episode. The painting he was looking at, did you do any research on that?
Yeah, I saw who did it, and it's he's looking at it in another episode. I think when he's at the hotel. I read about it, and it wasn't too important to me, at least from what I remember. It's, you do see it in another episode, and that's why he says he recognized it from somewhere.
Yeah.
It might be the doctor's office, actually. I don't know. Yeah, there is some significance to it, and I can't tell you what it is. So
The painting, from what I mean, I just read something really quick about it, but it's a painting of sort of a father in the boat on the water waving, and his family is standing on the beach waving goodbye.
Oh, really?
Waving at him. So, yeah, no, I thought it... seemed like it fits in with where with the show.
Very appropriate.
So yeah, no, it would have made a lot of sense for that to be on at the beginning as well, like what he's just finding out about cancer. The doctor's office would definitely make sense. But yeah, no,
which is a weird picture to have in a doctor's office then.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're giving people news like that all the time.
I don't know. Yeah, magnets, bitch. That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So yeah, thank you for listening to the MacGuffin Men. We are going to be taking a couple weeks off now. Earlier this week, we put up a few podcasts, or two podcasts and an article. The two podcasts were about Pirates of the Caribbean and a summer 2012 wrap-up. Our other podcast, which came out yesterday, was on the 25th hour. I put out a post on romantic comedies on Wednesday. But we're taking a couple weeks off just to, you know, take some time off, I guess. And we'll be back in a few weeks with podcasts on Rian Johnson, his movies being Brick and Brothers Bloom, and then also Looper. We'll be doing a podcast on The Master when that comes out. And in October, we'll be doing a podcast on the Mighty Ducks trilogy. But until then, all I have to say is Vamanos Podcast.
Bye.